Earth and Sky.
At first, it may seem unusual to think about liquid water being underneath the very massive ice sheets of Antarctica.
That's oceanographer Chuck Kennicott at Texas A&M University speaking about possible life under Antarctic ice.
It usually takes about 2 kilometers or a mile and a half of ice in order to get to the right temperature and pressure to have liquid water. And so now we know about more than 140 of these lakes, and this is only in the last 10 years that we've found out that this phenomenon, in fact, is a common feature across the continent.
Hydrothermal vents might help keep the water liquid. Researchers have yet to drill through Antarctic ice in search of life.
We do have some indications, though, from other areas that it'd be unlikely that life was not there. By far, most likely scenario is that these are microbes that have adapted to these special conditions. But the prevailing wisdom is that life will be there.
Kennicott underscored the need for scientists to avoid damage to these environments under ice sheets.
In some cases, they've been isolated for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years from sunlight. They're under thick ice. It's very cold. It's dark. And so how organisms would make a living in these environments is of great interest to try and understand how life evolved on our planet.
Our thanks today to NASA in celebration of the International Polar Year. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.